Just in time for those All-American July 4th parties that are coming on soon, the James Beard Foundation has a new book of recipes from favorite local restaurants all across the U.S. These are restaurants that have won the James Beard American Classics Awards. The book features a recipe for pipi kaula from Helena's Hawaiian Food, that bastion of great eating that never disappoints in Kalihi. But what about all our other local cuisines? Was Hawaii's case simply too complicated to sort through? Author, teacher, James Beard helped lay the groundwork for America's avid food culture today. The James Beard Awards are designed to encourage excellence, and a recent book of recipes called All American Eats offers recipes and stories from award-winning local restaurants.
James Beard himself really loved the fanciest French feast, but also one of his favorite things was these down-home American home-cooking kind of dishes.
Allison Tatsilu, editorial director of the James Beard Foundation, says they tried to represent all the types of cuisine you'd find at each place.
So in the South, we have pimento cheese spread and fried green tomatoes. And then in the Northeast, we have, you know, blintzes, chicken soup and oyster pan roast and pizza. And then in the West, we have a lot of Asian influences and seafood restaurants. And then in the Southwest, we have, you know, brisket from Texas. And
you've got chicken from all over the place. It's fried in the South, buffalo wings in the Northeast, pan-fried in the Midwest.
Hot chicken is really an iconic Nashville dish these days.
What is that?
So it's fried chicken that is incredibly spicy.
It's got a thick sauce on it or something?
Yeah, hot chicken is really having a moment right now. Carla Hall, you know, from Top Chef, and she's on the Chew now. She's opening a hot chicken restaurant in Brooklyn, New York.
Here it's good. What would be the local equivalent? Mochiko chicken? I asked Frank Gonzalez, continuing ed coordinator for culinary arts at KCC.
What I find with local people is, for the most part, they want, you know, of course, comfort food.
I caught Gonzalez in the middle of a class for DOE culinary arts instructors from across Hawaii.
Is like poke maybe the ultimate local food?
Well, it really depends how you want to define it. You know, if you want to define local food as Hawaiian, then you could say poi is the ultimate local food.
Hawaii has so many vivid cuisines, such tasty hybrid dishes. Chef Grant Sato, culinary educator at KCC, says stop with the local already.
You have to get this local out of your head and get what your preconceived notions of it is and realize that it's the same dish, tastes different in every region that it's cooked. So the local version of it is what that particular locale does with the product.
You know what, Joe, you're totally blowing my mind of what is local food, because local food has always in my mind been like a plate lunch.
Well, then that's what we need to do as chefs, is to educate people. Get what's in your mind, take it out of your mind, open your mind to what's here.
Well, what's here? What are we opening our minds to? Next. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.